my grandchildren.
And she says it's not about politics, quoting Patty Moran, "I want to preserve life." In Russia, that country's Supreme Court lifting a ban on Afghanistan's Taliban. The Taliban was designated a terrorist group by Moscow more than two decades ago. President Trump has begun negotiating tariffs with America's trading partners. Yesterday it was Japan, today Italy's premier visiting the White House. And the president suggesting that Harvard may run the risk of losing its tax-exempt status. Puerto Rico hit by an island-wide power outage. Utility crews have been working to get the lights back on. Iran confirms the next round of nuclear talks with the U.S. will take place in Rome. On Wall Street, the Dow down 389 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Financing a home, especially in today's market, is one of the biggest decisions you'll make for your family. Work with a mortgage company that puts you first. I do. Work with a lender founded on biblical principles like do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I do. It's Mike Gallagher for the only mortgage company I've used for almost a decade now when financing or refinancing Fellowship Home Loans. I'm friends with the owners, Mike and Brian. I even have them on my show occasionally. I know the care their team puts into every single customer. I can personally tell you that it's a smooth, stress-free process. And that's due to Fellowship's level of service and expertise that puts you in the right loan for your family and your goals. There's a reason Fellowship Home Loans is flooded with five-star reviews. Whether purchasing a home or a cash-out refi to consolidate some higher interest debt, you can trust Fellowship Home Loans. Start the process. Make the call. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 819382.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. A memorial to the late Perrin Mitchell will be unveiled in Annapolis this May. Mitchell became the first African-American from Maryland to be elected to Congress, representing the 7th District from 1971 to 1987. The memorial will feature three black granite tablets showcasing Mitchell's biography. Five people have been arrested on drug and gun charges in Severn. Anne Arundel County Police witnessed a suspected drug transaction in the 8200 block of Durness Court, and the suspects fled as officers approached. One suspect was caught after a brief foot chase, and another was taken into custody as he tried to enter a nearby home. The other suspects allegedly tried to interfere with police, and they were arrested. Investigators say they recovered two loaded handguns, suspected cannabis, and cash. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training. Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Jackson Holliday's second-inning grand slam was the catalyst last night to a much-needed 9-1 win over the Guardians. Dean Kramer took advantage of the largesse, going 5 1/3 for the win. Four hits, one run. Here's what the manager saw.
Kramer really competed. A lot of foul ball wars. He stayed in the at-bats really well. Kept throwing strikes. He only walked one.
Birds now 7-10, looking for their first series win tonight, with Tomo Sugano taking the hill at 6:35. Meanwhile, the Caps close out their regular season tonight in Pittsburgh, having already clinched the top spot in the Eastern Conference. They need to get that mojo back, though, after losing 7 of their last 11. They'll face the Canadiens this weekend in round 1 of the NHL playoffs. And finally, a federal hacking case alleging that former Ravens and University of Michigan coach Matt Weiss gained access to thousands of intimate photos of college students might include former Towson University athletes as victims. The students' attorneys filed the paperwork for a number of former athletes who believe Weiss might have illegally accessed their personal information during or after their time at Towson. At least 5 federal lawsuits have been filed nationwide in connection with the allegations. Coming up in 30 minutes, Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta on Mark Andrews. And that is Stein on Sports.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
At 10:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Fine stretch of weather to get outside with the sunshine and the warming temperatures. They'll continue to warm up through Saturday. 65 this afternoon, 76 tomorrow, and Saturday, 85. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently, it's 49 degrees in Dundalk, 49 in Owings Mills, and 43 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, happy Thursday to all of you. That's right, tomorrow's Friday, and if you're in the state of Maryland, you have a beautiful weekend coming up weather-wise. I'm excited, I know you're excited. You know, last night I actually had to bring some plants inside because I knew that it was going to get so cold. And the last thing I need is for Olivia's plants to die because she takes her planting very seriously. So last night I brought them all in because they were calling for frost. And so I'm so glad. It looks like the cold weather is finally over. You know, we started the show obviously talking about Senator Chris Van Hollen and his trip to El Salvador. Of course, we were talking about Mr. Garcia. And inadvertently, we had to talk about his wife because she had domestic abuse allegations against her husband. And normally, as I mentioned earlier, I wouldn't want this information to be out there. I really wouldn't, because I think that puts her in a tough spot. And I'm sure she probably felt awful that it was made public. Now, did she know those allegations existed? Yeah, because she's the one that went to the police more than once about Mr. Garcia. And she even made some notes that they noted on the police report stating that she did not feel safe around Mr. Garcia. And, you know, one has to wonder, and we'll talk about this a little later, but one has to wonder, you know, was she promised anything by coming forward and making these pleas public and mentioning the Trump administration and hitting all of those talking points the DNC wants most people to hit, right? And you have to wonder whether or not they've offered her more than just the return of her husband. But of course, you know, that's all speculation. Right now, I do want to get into, of course, more about Senator Chris Van Hollen and the story at the border. But I also want to talk about what happened in Annapolis this past session. And to do that, I'm very thankful, very happy to be joined by my friend, Delegate Mark Fisher. Hey, Delegate, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Of course, of course. You know, before we get into what happened in Annapolis this past session, I know that you must have saw that Senator Chris Van Hollen made a trip to El Salvador. It was a spontaneous trip because he didn't have any meetings in place. He wasn't able to accomplish much of anything, but he did get a lot of press. And I think he was most likely at the airport trying to take a flight back, Delegate, when he found out more information like the rest of us about Mr. Garcia and some of his past. I guess, you know, my question to you is, first and foremost, you know, what are your thoughts on bringing Mr. Garcia back to the U.S.? And also, what were your thoughts when you saw Senator Chris Van Hollen jump up and run to El Salvador with nothing in place?
I mean, Chris Van Hollen, you know the Adopt the Highway program that we have in Maryland? I think Chris Van Hollen's new foreign policy is adopt an MS-13 member in Maryland. I mean, yeah. It seems to be like his new foreign policy is putting MS-13 illegal aliens ahead of everyday Marylanders and ahead of public safety. It's so obvious at this point. It's not that he's only trying to not hide it. He's trying to rub it in our faces. And it's just remarkable that he's doing this. I mean, for example, you mentioned Mrs. Garcia. I have no doubt that there are women across the country who are being subjugated by MS-13 members and are terrified to to say what they really want to say, which is please get this guy out of the state and out of the country, because I believe Ms. Garcia is actually a citizen of the United States, if I'm correct, as are her children.
Right.
And so when did it become controversial to basically send people to their homes? And I think Chris Van Hollen has really lost his mind. I mean, he spent no time talking to Laken Riley's mother. In fact, he voted against the Laken Riley Act. And at the same time, is trying to protect an MS-13 member? I mean, who is this guy? It's just absolutely insane. It really is.
Yeah, no, it is. And he brought up a lot of good points there, because you do wonder, you know, with everything that we've been dealing with as far as illegal immigrants, especially here in the state of Maryland, you know, what is it that compelled him to jump up and do this so quickly? I said, delegate, that it could possibly be that he wants to look forward to running for the Oval Office, because, you know, remember Senator Cory Booker, he said that he was going, he might still go. But you have to wonder, why would they take separate trips? You would think that they maybe have more pull if they went together.
I actually think there's another possibility as well. There's no doubt in my mind he would love to be president, Chris Van Hollen. But I think there's another possibility, and that is the Democrat Party in Maryland has really gone so far off the cliff, so far left. I think Chris Van Hollen is concerned that when he's up for election, and I believe that's next year for re-election, that someone from his left flank is going to beat him in the primary. And I think he's moving farther and farther left because he fears that. Maybe Jamie Raskin, for example, would take him on. I think that's an entirely possible outcome. And I think this is why he's doing this extremist kind of thing. I mean, imagine all the problems that we have in Maryland, right? We have a crime problem. We have a public school problem, crime in public school and violence in public school. We have schools where no one is learning, no one is proficient in math or reading. We have an economy that is stumbling and taxation that's out of control. 53% of Marylanders want to leave. And Chris Van Hollen's worried about an MS-13 illegal alien? I mean, who is this guy? I mean, it's just he's lost his mind.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if that's what their goal is here as far as the Maryland Dems, because, and we're going to get into this here, Delegate, I think that Governor Wes Moore has done a lot of harm to his reputation here in the state. You know, outside of the state, he's got people like George Clooney saying that he's a great guy and a good possible presidential candidate. But inside the state, I think we know a little bit better. Delegate Mark Fisher, you guys wrapped up session. I say all the time that you and all the Republicans did a fantastic job with messaging and fighting hard for the rest of us. To be honest with you, I think this is probably one of the best sessions I've seen it a long time here in the state of Maryland as far as a Republican fight. But with that, you know, of course, there were some losses because you are in the minority up there. I guess first and foremost, when you're thinking about some of the bills that are passed and that have passed, you know, on that list, which one can Republicans be proud of? And then, of course, which ones do you think that we should be keeping our eyes on?
So one bill that I'm very proud of killing is a bill that would require a surcharge when you buy a mattress. Yes, you already pay a 6% sales tax when you buy a mattress. The Democrats wanted you to pay a surcharge under the premise that they were going to create this very large government-run nonprofit and then outsource it to paid nonprofit employees who would then recycle mattresses and so forth. Well, we already get 6% from the mattress, so why not use that money for that purpose?
Right.
So when I got up on the House floor, I called this the sleep tax. Well, immediately there were people who were Democrats running off the House floor because they did not want to vote on this bill when they heard the term sleep tax. I think it brought back memories of the rain tax, of how stupid both of the taxes are, because it's double taxation and it's silly taxation. And so the bill did pass out of the House, but the Senate killed it summarily because they were terrified of this moniker of the sleep tax.
Yeah.
So that was a win. That was a win. The loss is, of course, Governor Wes Moore pushed through, as did the Democrats, $1.67 billion thereabouts of new taxes for Marylanders that the governor and the Democrats say don't affect the middle class, yet there are so many taxes on cars, both new and used, so many taxes that everybody in the middle class is going to be affected by the fees and the taxation increases. And depending on your profession, the professional licensing fees have gone up across the board as well. And so those are terrible losses, of course. And, of course, George Clooney thinks that the governor of Maryland should be, you know, the president of the United States. The governor of Maryland is now saying he doesn't want to run for president of the United States. We all know that that's a complete falsehood. We know that he does want to run.
Right.
The other big loss, too, for the Maryland people of Maryland is the Democrats did not solve the energy crisis. Prices for electricity are not coming down because the Democrats don't want to open or reopen power plants that they've been closing for the past decade. So
yeah.
There isn't enough supply, and that has caused prices to go up because demand is increasing, supply is decreasing. And rather than deal with the supply issue, which, quite frankly, would be pretty straightforward and not that hard, they decided to do nothing. Nothing.
Yeah. You know, it was interesting, Delegate, and if you're just joining us, we're speaking to Delegate Mark Fisher. It's interesting, I was speaking to one of your colleagues yesterday, and he was trying to convince me that, you know, if you guys end up in a special session, it's because of what Trump is doing on the federal level, not from the taxes and the fees and the possibility. Well, I guess it's not a possibility. Electric bills will go up on June 1st. He's saying it's not because of anything that was done in state. What are your thoughts on that? Do you believe that you guys are going to go back for a special session due to President Trump pulling federal funding? Is it a little bit of both?
We're going to go back into special session because the Democrats used a phony new tax called the IT tax, and they use that to balance the budget. It's a phony tax because there's no real clear answer as to how they're going to collect it and to whom it would apply. Now, I know this because we have actually asked the experts in the Department of Legislative Services, actually, who would pay this tax? And so they gave us the codes. There are codes associated with each industry. And I read the codes, and I'm like, yeah, but how exactly do you collect the tax for quantum computing and for AI? For cloud computing, yes, I could see how you could collect it, but it wouldn't be very easy to collect because of buying things across state lines and a lot of other things. So we're going to come back, I'm convinced, because the Democrats want to raise taxes again this fall because they don't want to raise taxes next year in an election year. This is what they do all of the time.
Yeah.
They plan on doing it again, and that is to hit us with a massive tax increase, perhaps a sales tax increase or a services tax of 6% for all services. Like, for example, someone comes and cuts your grass. Well, that's just labor, right? If they're doing no landscaping, it's just labor. They're cutting grass. They want to charge 6% for that. They want your accountant to charge you 6% to do your accounting and your lawyer to charge you 6%, et cetera, et cetera. I think that one of those two taxes are going to hit us in the fall. That's what their goal is.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Delegate Mark Fisher, I also think about with this IT tax and all that. You know, you could live in the state of Maryland and open up an LLC in Delaware. And yeah. I would think that would be one way that you could get around some of these things. But again, if you're opening a business in Delaware, you still see no reason really to stay here in Maryland. Why wouldn't you just move? I think we're going to see a huge decrease in population. I just want to get your thoughts on that real quick.
Yeah, well, I mean, as you know, 53% of Marylanders already want to leave. I think the UMBC also did another poll finding that even Democrats in Maryland, the majority of Democrats are not happy with their party and with the direction of the state. And that's a recent poll that just came out within the last week. And so you have to ask yourself the question, well, why? Well, what is the alternative? I think, as you said, those who can potentially move and have that kind of flexibility will do so because there seems to be no end in sight. Look, the arrogance to bear witness to what the Democrats do in the House of Delegates, when I'm sitting there in the House chamber and we're debating, to watch them laugh when you get up and speak against their tax increases and against their regulatory policies that make it harder for small businesses to operate in the state. They literally laugh. They think it's funny. At one point, I got up in Baltimore City. The entire delegation started laughing when I was talking about school choice, and I think we mentioned this before.
Yeah.
And I looked at them all while I was standing, and I pointed at them, and I said, you know what's fascinating? Most of you aren't even from Baltimore, let alone from the state of Maryland. You know who is from Baltimore? I am, born and raised. And they immediately stopped laughing, and you can see they took it a lot more seriously because they realized that I'm right.
Yeah.
They don't. It's remarkable to me that the citizens of the state continue to vote these individuals in. By these individuals, I mean Democrats across the board, whether it be Montgomery County or Baltimore City or whatever the county may be. And I'm hopeful, I'm truly hopeful, which is why I keep fighting, that we can win this fight.
Yes.
And next year is an election year in Maryland. Every single office in the House of Delegates, the governor, lieutenant governor, and the state senate, they're all up for election. And we need to make sure that we bring in a Republican majority and bring some common sense back to the state.
Yeah, well, you and I both. I hope that you can do it. Delegate Mark Fisher, before you go, is there anything coming up you want the audience to know about?
I would definitely, if you can, and I'm so happy that you brought it up, the special session. I think Marylanders really need to start emailing their legislators now about the special session that I have no doubt that will occur later this year, and warn their legislators to not raise taxes, in fact, to lower taxes, and to rescind the taxes that were just passed in this particular session, this particular 2025 session.
Yeah.
And I think if people get ahead of that, politicians fear emails, they fear phone calls, they fear this. They really do. And by the way, kudos to you, because Senator Carl Jackson, I believe he represents Northern Anne Arundel County, called me this morning and said, "Hey, I heard you're going to be on Kim Klasick. I listened to her."
That's funny.
So Carl, I hope you're listening.
Yeah, you know what? I'm sure he is listening. Sometimes I'll see stuff here and there. You know what? I think a lot of them do listen, which is great. Again, Delegate Mark Fisher, thank you so much for fighting so hard for us. And, you know, keep at it. Also, real quick, where can people find your podcast? Or is that more like when you're in session?
Oh, no. We have it. We release it twice a week. And we release twice a week the dumbest bill in America. You can find it on YouTube. You can find it on Fisher for Maryland on X. You can find it on Mark and the Millennials. And basically, we talk about a really incredibly stupid bill across the United States twice per week. And we make Delegate Brian Chisholm and I make fun of the bill because, you know, why would, for example, the witchcraft bill would be one of them in Maryland. And we make fun of these bills. And many times we've been able to kill bills in Maryland by making fun of them and showing how stupid they are. So it's called the dumbest bill in America.
All right. I'm sure everybody will look for it. Thank you, Delegate, so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Again, that was Delegate Mark Fisher. We'll talk more about that interview we just had with him on the way back.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. You'll get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month. Here's Veronica and Jackie, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
And now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free when they use promo code SECONDFREE. Just call, click, or bring us your bill and see how much you can save. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and use code SECONDFREE to get a free second month. Real people paid to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up-and-running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber-securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data-managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Alleged MS-13 gang member and dad, Abrego Garcia's wife, pleads for her husband's return, and she didn't even mention the restraining order she placed against him for domestic violence.
Adios. Have a nice trip. Bon voyage. Farewell to me.
Don't you hate it when the government gets in the way of a loving relationship? Noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're just speaking to Delegate Mark Fisher, and I agree with the texter here. Texter says, Kim, Mark Fisher is extremely smart and insightful. Great guest. Calvert County is lucky. I agree with you. Delegate Mark Fisher, he really is great. And you gotta check out his podcast. I guess he said it was on YouTube, but also on X. But if you just type in Mark Fisher, and I think it's Fisher for Maryland, you'll see it. And they do. He and Delegate Brian Chisholm, they go through, no matter what the state is, and they find these bills that are just absolutely ridiculous. And of course, if you can imagine, that's what I found out the details of that one bill that we had here where you had a delegate that wanted to put condoms in vending machines. I found out more about that bill by tuning into that podcast because they were going through the details of the bill. And I was one to think that maybe it was a terrible bill, but we weren't getting the full story from the media or from Republicans in Annapolis, because of course it's a terrible bill, but you know, maybe they were making it sound even worse than what it is. Well, that was not the case. When I learned of the details, they, you know, and found out they truly did want to put these vending machines in elementary schools, I thought, okay, this is unimaginable. And because they made such a big deal about it, not just on that podcast, but on the speeches on the House floor, and even you had Delegate Kathy Shalega. She went on Fox News, I think it was with Trace Gallagher, to talk about it. The more and more people found out about this bill, the more and more it became this national topic. And so, yes, that bill did pass the House, but because it went national, that story, they ended up killing it in the Senate, and it didn't even make it out of committee to hit the floor because they were embarrassed. And that's one, thing, this one tool we have, I think, when it comes to the Republican Party here in Maryland is, again, the messaging for these bills were great this year. But we hit social media and we hit up our media contacts and we're like, hey, look, you got to check this out. This is huge. And luckily, even though you got the mainstream media, like the MSNBCs and the CNNs of the world, and they always side with the Democrats. But when you have Fox News, you've got Newsmax, you have all those independent journalists, whether they're on X or Facebook, they're making a ton of noise, right? The Laura Loomers of the world, they've got millions upon millions of followers. And so we kind of have the upper hand when it comes to visibility right now, and that we're not being obviously censored on social media. So it works. It really does. And so if we really want to escalate something and get it to the national level and make it a national discussion, we've been able to successfully do that. And I thank all the Republicans in the state, especially those in Annapolis. All right, coming up next, we're going to hop over the pond to the UK. They had quite an interesting day in the UK just yesterday, which involved the Supreme Court. I'll tell you more about that when we return.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Democratic U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland has returned from El Salvador empty-handed. He had hoped to meet with and ultimately win the release of an imprisoned Salvadoran national recently deported from the U.S., but the Salvadoran government rejected that idea. A D.C. federal judge says he has found probable cause to hold the Trump administration in criminal contempt of court for failing to turn around planes carrying deportees to El Salvador. President Trump sat in on this week's trade talks with Japan. Italy's premier will visit the White House today for discussions with the president. Trade and tariffs expected to rank high on the agenda. And citing a potential economic slowdown, Fed Chair Jerome Powell says no more interest rate cuts for now. Wall Street, the Dow down 600 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Looking for a beautiful and functional upgrade to your home? 3-Day Blinds has you covered. At 3-Day Blinds, our free in-home design consultation makes it easy. A 3-Day Blinds design expert will help you find the window treatment solution that works best for your home's needs and style. We bring the showroom to you with loads of samples, giving you an idea of how different fabrics look in your home. Your designer also provides expert measurements and helps coordinate installation. Book your free in-home consultation by visiting 3dayblinds.com. Take control of your window treatments with Motorized by 3-Day Blinds. Whether you're at home or on vacation, you can operate your window treatments with the touch of a button using the 3-Day Blinds app. 3-Day Blinds has specialized in window treatments for more than 40 years, and it's the name people trust. At 3-Day Blinds, we have stylish and functional window treatments for any occasion. For your free custom same-day quote, schedule your free in-home design consultation now at 3dayblinds.com. That's 3dayblinds.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The last time Jackson Holliday got a hit was 11 days ago. Last night, he put that all behind him in the bottom of the second.
Holliday drives one to deep left center. Thomas is back at the wall. Grand slam! Jackson jolts out of it in grand fashion. His second career slam.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson, the seventh homer of Holliday's young career, breaking an 0-for-17 slump, and it was the signature moment of an Orioles 9-1 win over Cleveland. After the game, the 21-year-old talking like a veteran.
I don't really know how to gauge it on just 15 games or however many we've played, but I think we're fine. I don't think there's anything to worry about. I think we're hitting the ball hard, and I think it'll come.
More from the Ravens pre-draft press conference on Tuesday. Eric DaCosta asked point blank, does he fully expect Mark Andrews to be a part of the Ravens team in 2025?
I can tell you this, Mark Andrews is a warrior. And he's played his butt off for us. And his competitiveness, his talent, his attitude, his leadership is so valued here. And he's a great player.
And the Ravens picked up his $4 million roster bonus for the 25 season back in March. Coming up in 30 minutes, a lengthy injury update for the Birds. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Rod Barrowy here. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. God bless all the listeners here at WCBM. Well, looky here. Gas prices are down. Egg prices are down. And oops, the stock market's down too. How would you like to never worry about market volatility in your retirement? You want some growth when the market's up, but no loss when the market's down. Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
The rain and the thunderstorms in the central part of the country will stay well to the north and west of us through the weekend. We may get some rain by Monday, but between now and Sunday, you're in fine shape. Plenty of sunshine today, a comfortable spring day, 65 this afternoon. Getting warmer tomorrow, 76. Sunny Saturday, 85 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There's no time like the present to get your HVAC system looked at. Ensure your home's comfort this season and let a BGE-certified technician service your equipment at no additional cost. Visit bgesmartenergy.com/tuneup.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here. Join me for our fireside chat at our inaugural WCBM Pints and Politics Happy Hour, Wednesday, April 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timodium. Join me and Delegate Nino Mangione as we discuss Trump's first 100 days. Sponsored by Safe Retirement Solutions. Tickets are just $20 and include delicious light hors d'oeuvres and your own complimentary WCBM pint glass. Space is limited, so get your tickets today at WCBM.com. That's Pints and Politics, April the 30th at Michael's Cafe and Timodium.
We will make America proud again.
See you there.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, happy Thursday to all of you. If you're just joining us, we were speaking to Delegate Mark Fisher, as one of our texters pointed out. Mark Fisher does a fantastic job in Annapolis, and he had some floor speeches, by the way, that did go viral. And we were speaking to Glenn Gilhar, I guess that was on Tuesday. He was noting that there were some really great fiery speeches from Republicans in Annapolis this session. And I encourage you to go check them out, because you even had a Delegate LaToya Cugolo when she was talking about the budget and she was talking about the fact that all these taxes and fees and everything else that goes alongside it, she said, you know what? I grew up, not very rich, not very wealthy. And she said that we were usually strapped for cash and we had to make ends meet the best way we can. And she said, I remember going to the store. And it was a great speech. I watched it more than once. She went to the store and her mom would send her to the store actually to get something that they might have needed for dinner or what have you. And she said, my mom would give me like $5. And she said, I would look back at her and say, this is not enough. And her mom would look at her and say, make it enough. And she knew exactly what that meant. And so she didn't talk back. She just turned around and walked up to the store. And she would make it enough. And she was asking the Maryland General Assembly to try to do the same. Of course, you're not going to get things spot on. But as Delegate Mark Fisher pointed out, with some of these taxes and fees that have been added, this fee on IT services, why on earth would any business that deals with IT, or Quantum, why would they stay here in the state of Maryland? You would go to Virginia. You would go to West Virginia. You would go to Delaware. Like I said, you could get an LLC in Delaware, no problem. No problem. Why wouldn't you do such a thing? And he says it's most likely the reason that they'll be back for special session. Yeah, I believe so too. I will also say with this tire fee, there's $5 tax now on every tire that you purchase, even though you might go over potholes that you've asked to be fixed time and time again, but they ignored your request. when you go to buy a new tire, now that we have this tire tax, you'll have to pay $5 more for each tire. But if you live near, the Pennsylvania line or close to Delaware, or say you're traveling, say you've got friends or family right there, in Arlington, Virginia, when you're in these areas, why wouldn't you then, because it doesn't usually take much, why wouldn't you then just purchase some new tires? Why pay extra in the state of Maryland? And I think, they're counting on people purchasing things here in Maryland, keeping their businesses in Maryland. And they're counting on them to do that, and that's how they balance the budget. Meanwhile, they're not going to get that. Remember when they put the extra money into the Easy Pass lanes? And they thought, oh, that's how we're going to make up the money. That's how, we could spend more, and we could balance the budget because we're going to project that with all the cars that we have going, through the Fort McHenry Tunnel or anything else, we're going to get all of this money from those tolls, right? Well, what happened? You guys know what happened. More people just avoided going through the tolls. Instead of going through the tolls, they just went through the city or other areas where they didn't have to pay the toll. And so then they had to come back and reorganize. And they said, all right, well, now we're not getting toll money. Now what do we do? It's like, but it's common sense, you would think. You would think that that's how they live their lives. If you're able to save money, and especially with inflation and everything else going on, why wouldn't you save money? I think many of us do it all the time. Just earlier, I had to purchase some flights to Palm Beach. And I thought, what I do is I check the website every morning. And I'll see it go up and down. It fluctuates, some of these flights. And I know usually about a week or so before the flight, you'll usually get the best price. Usually. So sometimes I wait it out and I try to, not book it and try not to panic and book it like 3 weeks out. Sometimes I wait it out and then book it a week out because I know that it's going to drop. When you know that you can save money somehow, that's what you do. And like I said, I think we're going to lose a lot of businesses. I know many of you have called the show saying that you're going to move your business out of the state. And even though George Clooney is saying that Governor Wes Moore has a future in the Oval Office, I would say no, he does not. And we will truly see that, I think, by either June or at the very least, maybe November, when all these taxes and fees go into place and when you have people that are going to be picking up and moving. Because think about it. If you're a family, you've got kids in school, you're going to be moving this summer because you want them to start school in the fall wherever you move to. You want to get them acclimated, and of course you want to get them, in certain schools, wherever it is that you're moving. You're going to move this summer. Some people are going to move this summer to, bypass the June 1st up increase in their energy bills. So we'll know here shortly. And as Governor Wes Moore is still in Asia, I just wanted to point out to you, because the Baltimore Sun, I guess they did an interview with him while he's there. And you can read it at the Baltimore Sun website. But he also said that he met with the acting South Korean president. And after the meeting, Governor Wes Moore spoke to the Baltimore Sun, and they were asking him, well, what did that president say? And he says, he said, we basically want to continue to have a strong relationship with the U.S. That's what he got out of that meeting. That's what he told the Baltimore Sun. Now, is he going to lay all his cards on the table? No. But do I think that he came, you know, he made some deals at that meeting? No. No. These are smart business people here in Asia. They're going to look at this and say, why would I go to Maryland when I can set up shop in West Virginia, right? I mean, if you're already coming over here from another country, why would you set up shop in an area where you're going to have to spend more money? Why would you set up shop and hope to hire decent people to run that business in an area where you can't attract new families or those that have the innovative ideas because they don't want to send their kids to any of the schools? You just wouldn't do it. And I know that Governor Moore thinks that, you know, pouring more money into the blueprint is going to help somehow. And I know that he tried to put a couple of amendments through and his own party denied him on that. But putting more money into this issue is not going to help. We see that with Baltimore City each year. Each year. So, again, Delegate Mark Fisher, thank you so much for coming on the show. Sorry to rant there. It's so frustrating. And, you know, of course, there's times where I'm really upset and mad and I yell and, you know, tell jokes on the show about it. But there are times where I just sit back and really look at, you know, the bigger picture. And it's like, wow, this is going to hit the floor and get worse within only a matter of months. And this is on top of the tariffs, right? Let's not leave that part out. Let's not leave that part out, right? I love President Trump, but we're going to feel some heat here for sure. All right. Speaking of heat, there was some heat in the Supreme Court just in the UK yesterday. There was a lot of celebration online. And of course, it has to do with the trans community. Now, as many of you guys know, I have friends that are in the LGBTQIA community. And I'll tell you what, I've never heard one of those friends complain that, you know, we're not being inclusive enough. I've never heard my friends say that they wanted to expose children to sexually explicit books so they can better understand the LGBTQIA community. I've never heard any of them say any of these things. You know, most they just want to live their lives and be left alone. But of course, you've got some that want so much attention that they're even changing the definition of basic words. One of those words being woman. Yes, woman. How many times have we talked about this in the past year or so? They wanted to define the word woman because, unfortunately, you've got those in the trans community and those that advocate for the trans community to redefine the word woman. You know what? At the very beginning, I was like, okay, this is annoying, right? It's annoying. There are guys that are biological males that thought that they could be biological females by saying that they're trans and changing a couple things, right? That will never happen. You will never be a female no matter how hard you try. Again, I have friends that are actually trans. And not one says, oh, yes, I am a woman and you are not. Like, that's not, you know, the people that are having this conversation that's getting all this attention in the media, it's the wackadoos. It's the wackadoos, right? It's so bizarre to me. Well, anyways, in the UK, if you can imagine, they're dealing with the same issue that we're dealing with here. And that is that you have trans people trying to redefine what a woman is. And when they started calling like people like me, like a birther person or cis woman, that stuff, you know, it makes you want to fight just a little bit. Because it's like, wait a minute. You want to change who you are. You want to identify as something else. Okay. But what gives you the right to change my label? You don't tell me that I'm a cis woman. Get out of my face, right? It's kind of like, wait a minute. You want to be delusional and you want to say these things about you. You want to identify as, you know, such and such, whatever. But don't sit there and try to identify me, okay? Because I'm being very polite by not identifying you to your face. So if you want to play this game, we can play this game. Well, anyways, they've been playing this game all over the country, and they've been playing this game in the UK. And so I have some audio here for you from the Supreme Court. Because, again, yes, this went all the way to the Supreme Court. And there was a win there for common sense. Take a listen.
The central question on this appeal is the meaning of the terms woman and sex in the Equality Act 2010. Do those terms refer to biological women or biological sex? Or is a woman to be interpreted as extending to a trans woman with a gender recognition certificate? By that, I mean a person born male who now possesses a gender recognition certificate, amending her gender to female, and sex to be interpreted as including what I will refer to as certificated sex. The unanimous decision of this court is that the terms woman and sex in the Equality Act 2010 refer to a biological woman and biological sex. But we counsel against reading this judgment as a triumph of one or more groups in our society at the expense of another. It is not. As I shall explain later in this hand-down speech, the Equality Act 2010 gives transgender people protection not only against discrimination through the protected characteristic of gender reassignment, but also against direct discrimination, indirect discrimination and harassment in substance in their acquired gender. This is the application of the principle of discrimination by association. Those statutory protections are available to transgender people whether or not they possess a gender recognition certificate.
And there you have it. Even though this should not have gone to the Supreme Court, and there that was in the UK, not here, by the way. But the UK Supreme Court just ruled that the law defines women as people born biologically female. This is common sense. The fact that we've gotten to this conversation, you know who I blame? I don't blame, you know, Democrats, even though they're in the Democrat Party. I blame the so-called progressives. That's how we got here. That's how we got here. The so-called progressives. I've had it up to here. You might not be able to say here because, you know, I'm on the radio. But I've had it up to here. With this conversation, I've had enough of this. And what's so crazy, too, you ever go online on social media and you look at some of these posts with some of these trans people and you go to the comment section and those people that are cheering them on saying, oh, yes, be you, girl. Oh, yeah, do your thing, girl. It's always women. Women. Why are we supporting this nonsense? You don't see men saying, oh, yeah, guy, that's my boy. Be trans. No! Why are we supporting this? I know not the women that listen to this show for the most part, but if you ever go to the comment section of a, you know, a guy that's being trans and he's, you know, getting his nails done and doing all this other stuff, it's always women saying, oh, that's so cute, boo. And I'm like, what? What? And then my mom tells me not to say anything because she doesn't like when I always fight online. So I try to, you know, try not to give her any stress. But it's so wild to me. It's women that are, we're the ones that are cheering this on. Meanwhile, they're trying to replace us. They're trying to call us cis women or birther people or what have you. Yet it is women in the comment section saying, oh, I love this. You look so great. You ate this up. You know, whatever the slang is today. It's just, enough is enough. Enough is enough. If women stop supporting this stuff, it would go to the wayside. It would. I gotta go to the phone lines here. I got Bill in Parkville. Bill, what do you think about this UK Supreme Court decision?
Well, I think it's fantastic. But I went to Thailand, which is the ladyboy capital of the world.
Oh, yeah.
Twice. And on their identification, no matter what they were born or what they were trying to identify as, they have to identify as their natural born. If they're a ladyboy, they still have to have Mr. on their identification.
Oh, you know what? And Bill, what's also crazy about it, whatever, because I was booking some flights this morning. When you book a flight, you do have to identify as your actual gender.
Well, right, exactly.
Yes.
It's amazing to me that one of the most renowned countries in the world still make you identify what you are.
Yeah. Yep. And then the whole nonsense with the pronouns. I'm so glad that that's coming to an end. But, Bill, thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Have a great Easter. I hope now that this decision has been made in the UK, I hope we look at that over here, okay, and we say, let's get on board with this. Author J.K. Rowling, she was seen celebrating on X, by the way. If you didn't know, she has been really a pioneer in this fight in the UK. And she got a lot of flack when she first made the comments that she did not support the trans community. And that, you know, and in her comments, you know, she said, I don't know if it's a mental disorder. She said, but I do know that those that are trans are usually in therapy and they really do struggle with other issues. And it was, you know, it wasn't like it was a dig at the community. She was making an observation and they jumped on her. They attacked her so badly. And so yesterday she put a post up and said, oh, you know, thank you, UK Supreme Court, for making this decision. I love when we do the right thing or something like that. She had a wine glass that she was toasting up. And a lot of people reshared that post, obviously, and it went viral. But, you know, progressives have taken us back to what I think is like, you know, basic education, right? This is what you learn in kindergarten. What is that movie, Brian, the producer, when he says, the little kid says, is it Kindergarten Cop or something? Something where the kid goes, boys have penises and girls have vaginas or something like that. Rob Carson says it. Okay, well, we'll just attribute it to Rob Carson then. But it's like, it's so basic. And it's, you know, we've got some of the smartest people in the world telling us that, oh, no, it's, you know, it's not science. You know, whatever you want to be, you can be. But that's not the case. It's not the case. All right, coming up next, I do want to get to the question of the day. If you want to weigh in on this, you can. 410-WCBM-680. That is 410-922-6680.
Hi, Rod Barrowy here. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. God bless all the listeners here at WCBM. Well, looky here. Gas prices are down. Egg prices are down. And oops, the stock market's down too. How would you like to never worry about market volatility in your retirement? You want some growth when the market's up, but no loss when the market's down. Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Need to hire high-quality candidates fast? Our video interview tool makes it easy and effortless to meet with candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
There's no time like the present to get your HVAC system looked at. Ensure your home's comfort this season and let a BGE-certified technician service your equipment at no additional cost. Visit BGESmartEnergy.com/tuneup.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. You know, we get to the question of the day here. Actually, I'm surprised. I'm not surprised that some of you have already started weighing in, because you're on top of things. I'm not. I'm the one that's a little slow here coming to the question of the day. But you guys are already on top of things. I thought this was going to be an even split, to be honest with you. The question of the day has to do with the next topic at the top of the hour, and that is, should Harvard lose its tax exemption status? Question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Go to WCBM.com. Make your voice heard. Should Harvard lose its tax-exempt status? So far, 98% of you say yes, and 2% of you say no. We're going to talk about this. Oh, my gosh. Here we go. You know what, Brian? This is going to be another day where I get beat up. I'm going to get beat up. I love getting beat up on my own show here. I do. I love it. I love it. I love that we go back and forth. Here's the thing. President Trump has already pulled $2.2 billion from Harvard, of course, due to their anti-Semitism and the fact that Jewish students just have not been safe there at all. But I don't believe that they should have received federal grants in the first place. And if any Ivy League school that's bringing in a ton of money, if they're bringing in federal grants at the same time, I would want to cut all of those grants today, right? I don't care whether they had anti-Semitism issues on campus or not. A lot of the schools bring in, you know, billions upon billions of dollars just from donors. And that's why I'm going to this question of the day. You know, should Harvard lose its tax-exempt status? Because once you pull the federal funding, which, again, I think you should, 100%, I can't believe we even gave them any money. Once you do that, you're going to end up having the schools relying solely on donors. And then if the donors realize that they cannot write these donations off, you know, what does that do to schools like Yale and Harvard and all these Ivy League schools? Well, anyways, we're going to talk about this at the top of the hour. I can't believe 98%, Brian, said yes, they should lose their tax exemption status. You guys, you know what? You don't hold back. You guys are pretty tough. Now, I do agree that these are indoctrination camps. I do agree with that, which is, again, why I don't think they should get federal funding. And if they're relying just on donors, I would think that they would have to listen to some of their donors, because some people have come forth and said, I don't like the direction you're going on these campuses. And they say, no, we're not going to donate to you in the future. And I think those schools should have to feel that heat, which is, again, why you pull the federal grants. All right, I got a question here from Susan in the text line. She said, Kim, can you repeat the name of Delegate Mark Fisher's podcast for making fun of moronic bills? Yes, it's Dumbest Bill in America. And as he mentioned, he and Delegate Brian Chisholm, they upload an episode every week. And if you go to Mark Fisher's X page, he has one that he uploaded, it looked like 3 days ago. So, Susan, you can check that out there. Again, coming up next with the question of the day. I still can't believe this. But you know what? While we're on commercial break, this is what I need you to do. I need you to go to WCBM.com. You'll see right there on the homepage, should Harvard lose its tax-exempt status? Brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Just click yes or no so we can take a look at those numbers when we get back. All right? So go ahead and do that for me. If you haven't already, download the WCBM app. It is free in the App Store. And you can actually take the poll right through the app as well. It makes it very easy for you. So we'll discuss all that and more coming up next. I'm excited to get into this because I'm telling you right now, you guys are going to punch me in the face. But I got to give you my reasoning. I'll give you my reasoning coming up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group.